Connor Harbutt back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. Glad you could join me on this Tuesday morning. If you're having a great day, excellent. If you're not having a great day, let's make it a great day. And here to help me do that for you today is Coffeyville City Manager Mark Hall. Mr. Hall, how are you doing today?
So great. It is a great day.
It is a very great day. I'm actually wide awake for once here in the 7 o'clock hour. But we do have the city agenda tonight, the meeting agenda. It is tonight. It is 6:30 in Coffeyville. And so we're just going to go down the regular agenda items as per usual. And so, of course, the common consent agenda, there's a few items on that. But then when we get into old business, looks like we're having a second reading of the UPOC ordinance and also the STO ordinance as well.
Yeah, the UPOC is the Uniform Public Offense Code, and the STO is the Standard Traffic Ordinance. It is one of those that cities adopt these each year. It's a housekeeping, but it does give kind of the rules for law enforcement. It's put together by the League of Municipalities, and it kind of gives us a guidebook of particular offenses, both public and traffic. So it is our book that we follow, and the commission will consider tonight adopting that as usual.
Yeah, and so I assume this is available to the public to read before the meeting.
Yes, it will be available on our website. It is one of those that we do put out the agenda prior. It is one of those that after this is adopted, you will see that on. You can go and find the copy, and it will remain on our website.
All right, perfect. And so as we jump into new business then, we do have six items to talk about here today, including our first item. There's an application to the Montgomery County Community Corrections Advisory Board.
Yeah, for consideration by the commission is the appointment of Sinead Ransom, and that is to the Montgomery County Community Corrections Advisory Board.
So what does the Community Corrections Advisory Board sort of do? What kind of things do they do for the community?
That deals with our adolescents, and it is one of those that they do have an office down on our first floor, but they deal throughout Montgomery County. But it's a great group and a great program.
All right, perfect. And so we move on to our second item of new business, and that's the execution of a quit claim deed for properties on Maple Street.
Yes, this is to Aaron Davis. He has been taking care of the property as prescribed by the city commission. It is one of those, he's kept the property up, and therefore the city commission we'll consider tonight turning that over to him.
All right, and so then we move on once again to another item. There's downtown lighting, and apparently there's a need for some approval to start the purchase.
Yeah, that's it's been kind of a great thing. If you've been to downtown, we started around the plaza, around the fountain area. That was phase mm-hmm. one. And phase two will complete that. It is, and you know, the lights have been up for many, many years, and they are old style. They are aging, and these are LED that will kind of, I guess you want to say, they're old style mm-hmm. looking, but they're new lights, and it is to put back downtown and brighten it up.
Yeah, kind of keeping that style that we know and love in downtown Coffeyville, but also kind of bringing it a little bit further into the present day. So
the electric department, that's one of their focuses, was to keep that historic look, but they're going to be new and look great, and they put out a lot of light.
Yeah, definitely important that we be able to see if we are in the downtown area, especially with all the events that have been going on in town lately as part of the whole reawakening project. So then we move to another approval, but this time it's for design engineering for some 2020 intersection drainage projects.
Yes, this comes up through our engineering department, and it is one of those that this is for the engineering, which is outside the city, to redesign intersections for better flow of water. we have, and I've learned here, that we do get rain.
Yes, we do.
And it is it's a project that we move throughout the city to always keep trying to improve our intersections drainage. It is one of those. I know everyone probably has run into those over time. We will get to them. But this is just a progression of making our drainage a little better.
Yeah, just slow and steady. But eventually, everybody will get the water and the drainage that they should, the best possible, is what I was trying to say. And then we'd have one more approval item, but it's a contract for a 2019, so this year, a surface ceiling project.
Yes, this is, it consists of, and if it's for consideration by the City Commission, and it's for 110 blocks of surface ceiling, and there's also five downtown parking lots. And this is a progression that moves throughout the city. It is on, we move through the city doing different parts at different times, and again, like the drainage, is we might not get 2 years this year, but there is a plan, and we'll progress through that and eventually get to your street.
Yeah, exactly. Preach patience, because you know eventually we will get to your area, but at least you can take comfort in the fact that it's starting and that there is that plan in place, and it's not just being put off.
We do this annually and keep moving throughout the city and getting things taken care of.
Yeah, and so that's everything that's listed by name on the new business side of the agenda. But, of course, the last item under new business is your city manager's report. Is there anything that you have maybe on the mind right now?
There's a lot of events coming up. I know the end of this month is the street drags. That's an event. It'll be out at the Industrial Park. Great event. A lot of people attend, and you'll probably hear more about it on your radio.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of events coming up, and you know we have Golden Defender Days coming up in October. Yep. But there's a lot of things that are in plan. The Chamber of Commerce is doing a lot, and we're looking forward to that. Staff is... I wish we could say that we're winding down this summer, but everything keeps growing.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll do that probably for another month, and then things will go dormant, and we'll move on to other projects. We are, because of the approaching season, trying to finish up those projects that we have good weather.
Yeah, finishing up those summer projects, but then we got to start worrying about fall projects, and we got to start worrying about winter projects. So
it is one of those. It's been a rainy year, and I think everybody's realized that, but it has put us a little behind, simply because we couldn't mow or do things or do work in the rain. So it is one of those. We're playing a little bit of catch up, but our public service department, they're working very hard. There is sometimes when we go to mow, because of the rain, we might have to miss it and move on to another project. We'll get back to it, but we're working very hard to keep caught up.
Yeah, certainly. And I know the town pretty much appreciates everything you guys do there. It looks really good. I always think that Coffeyville, at least driving through here, I appreciate all the nice little trimmed lawns and all that. So definitely I really appreciate what you guys do there. So that will run us through. That's the run through the entire agenda. Is there anything that you have to add here?
Come join us. It's 6:30 at City Hall. If you're needing assistance, there is a ramp over on the east side. It'll go down to the first floor. If you walk in through those doors, you'll see an elevator. And if you go to the second floor, when you come out, it'll be to your right, but that'll be the commission room. Come join us. We always like to see the public. There is a part of the meeting that's open to public comment.
Mm-hmm.
And we appreciate not only you coming out, but we appreciate the whole town's support for the city. And we will always strive to do better. We learn every day, and it's a great group of people, and they truly care about the city of Coffeyville.
Yeah, certainly. That's great to hear. So thank you very much for stopping by, Mr. Hall, and I'm sure we'll talk to you sometime soon.
Thank you.
All right, so that was Coffeyville City Manager Mark Hall. We will go ahead and take it to a quick commercial break. When we come back, Fox News at the top of the hour, and then another local cast from our interim news director, Matt Jordan. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.